The works of the Lord are created in wisdom.
Chris, what would you think about basing a hymn on something other than Scripture?
Well, I think we are used to this. For example, we sing a hymn based on verses from The Pilgrim's Progress by John Bunyan, which is outside the Holy Scripture. There's an outstanding work by Dietrich Bonhoeffer, which has been turned into a metrical English hymn, and other much earlier Christian writings as well. Then presumably the Apocrypha is also a usable source, while not recognised by Protestants as having the same authority as the Old and New Testaments. At least it provided rich material from the Book of Wisdom, the Song of the Three Children, or Benedicite, or even the penitential prayer of King Manasseh. Well, such are some of the precedents for my use of the book Ecclesiasticus, chapters 42-43, in a rhythmical celebration of God's creation, which has been included in several hymn books in the UK and USA since I wrote it in Limehouse.
The works of the Lord are created in wisdom. We view the earth's wonders and call him to mind. We hear what he says in the world we discover, and God shows his glory in all that we find.
Not even the angels have ever been granted to tell the full story of nature and grace, but open to God is all human perception, the mysteries of time and the secrets of space.
The sun every morning lights up his creation. The moon marks the rhythm of months in their turn. The glittering stars are arrayed in his honour, adorning the years as they ceaselessly burn.
The wind is his breath, and the clouds are his signal. The rain and the snow are the robes of his choice. The storm and the lightning, his watchmen and heralds. The crash of the thunder, the sound of his voice.
The song is unfinished. How shall we complete it?
And where find the skill to perfect all God's praise?
At work in all places, he cares for all peoples.
How great is the Lord to the end of all days!
I had in mind, as a tune, the Bard of Armagh, sometimes known as the Streets of Laredo. Simon Beckley has also composed Friar Mare Vicarage, with which it made its first appearance in a book.